Hi there, folks. It's me, your old pal Z from the Geek Dad blog. And if you are familiar with the distinct twang of my voice, it is not likely from this particular podcast feed. Now, I generally confine myself to Radio Free Hipster, my fortnightly music show on the Geek Dad Podcast Network. But today, I'm coming at you with something a little different. You see, last month, after I reviewed Happy Home Designer at the blog, my press contact at Nintendo seemed very interested in what my kids, my 10-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter, thought of the game. We talked a bit about it, and a few days later, a package containing two copies of the game, some Amiibo cards, and the new NFC reader accessory arrived on our doorstep. And then, as we so often do, the kids and I spent Saturday morning playing 3DS together. And, well, this happened.
I'm so excited.
Hey, okay.
All right, what are we playing, guys? What did we just get in the mail? Happy Home Designer, that's right. And this is the second Animal Crossing game you've played, or the third?
Second.
Yeah, Xander, because you played it on the Wii, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, start it up, and let me tell you... Well, start up, and you tell me what you think is different.
Well, there's something different already. This thing.
What?
Yeah, you're meeting the cast. Instead of starting out on a train or something, or in a cab, you're actually starting out at a new job, it looks like. Yeah. Here, look on your own. You don't have to look at his. You both get the same game. Okay, well, that guy's familiar, right? Of Who course. Is that?
Tom Nook.
Yeah.
Such a says it.
Lottie's new.
Yeah, Lottie. Yeah, very good. Lottie is new. Lottie the Otter is a new character. All right, so give yourselves names.
Well, I will try something.
My name.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to try something first.
Oh. I want it to be Bella.
Okay, you can put in Bella.
Is this how you spell Bella?
That is exactly how you spell Bella. All right, confirm.
All right. My name is Bella.
Thank you.
Okay, so you put your name in. That's nothing new, right? We normally have to give ourselves names and say what our gender is. Mm-hmm. Don't look at his. Play your own, you silly thing.
I am All right. a girl.
Now,
I love a
yeah,
girl.
But how do you usually have to get your face? How do you usually pick out what your character looks like in Animal Crossing? Do you guys remember?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, you have to answer questions, right? And it determines what you look at. But in this game, you actually get to pick what you look like. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And see, look, you can change your hair color. And if you go back to your face, you can actually change your skin tone.
Oh, my God.
See, Izzy, your skin tone is darker than your brother's, so you can change that here. Or, if you like, you can make yourself look darker or lighter. You can make your hair color different.
That's adorable.
That does look really cool. You have sleepy eyes and blue hair.
That's what I'm usually like.
You usually have sleepy eyes and blue hair.
I'm usually very sleepy.
We have to talk to your mother about what your bedtime is.
Oh, I like this a little bit.
You like that one?
A little bit.
Yay! Oh, Digby is a dog. Yep.
You remember Digby, don't you? Mm-hmm. From New Leaf? Mm-hmm. Do you remember who he is?
Yeah. And Isabel's brother.
Very good. He's Isabel's brother.
Yeah, Lottie.
Oh, I found my one that I wanted.
Okay.
Want this. Confirm.
Do you want to make your hair a different color, or do you want it to be brown?
I want it to wait.
Yeah, just do no. You can go back and make the change.
Oh,
make it black. You can make it purple or pink.
That looks good. So that looks awesome.
Okay, so what do we know so far? So you've picked out what you look like, and you know you have a job at Nook's Homes, and what are you supposed to do?
Do houses.
Design houses, that's right. You're about to get your first assignment.
Wait, I
You're still tweaking your appearance, honey.
No, tweaking.
Tweaking. making little adjustments to.
Oh.
I like.
What does my outfit look like?
I know. That's one I like. I like.
Go
here.
Yeah, go in there to change, and you'll put on your red blazer.
I have to wear red?
Yeah, that's what all the designers wear. You didn't notice that? That's the uniform. If you get downstairs, you'll notice that Lottie and everybody else has on a red jacket.
But not like Tom Nook. He always wears his...
Yeah, Tom's uniform. Always got on his weird little vest combo. Okay, let me show you guys something that's really cool. Here it is.
What?
Look, if you press down there...
Oh, you can remember. See?
Yeah. It tells you what she wants. Her client vision is like her idea for the house. And then it tells you the items that she has to have. She wants to have that love seat.
Mm-hmm. So I need to...
Yeah, it'll tell you if there's not enough space. You can't have two rugs that size.
Where's the floor?
Oh, the flooring. Go back to the house. And that second icon. See, those are all the floors that you have.
Yeah, well,
only
okay.
Three right
oh,
now.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. And you can add more furniture if you go to the furniture icon. And when you're done, yeah, just talk to her when you're done.
Daddy.
What,
oh,
sweetie?
Man. The seat is going. Dinner. The seat is going through the ceiling.
Her.
The seat is going.
Oh. Yeah, you just shoved her sofa through the wall.
Do that. Do that. Keep that.
I don't think she's going to like that.
Some little makeup on you if you want some.
You talking to me or to Lottie?
I'm talking to Lottie.
Because I don't need a little makeup. I think I'm beautiful in my natural state.
There, Lottie.
Okay, now what did you notice about that sign? You saved and then what happened?
So, you can press continue.
But it immediately went to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in a normal Animal Crossing day?
It just happens. Sometimes.
Yeah, it goes along like real time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why if you say you're going to come to somebody's house for their birthday at 6, and you don't log on until 7, you've missed out. But this game doesn't do that. It's got a different time system.
Look at this! There's bathroom stuff. I don't need the bathroom stuff until I get this in. This is awesome. Okay.
Girl, you were putting a bunch of stuff in Lottie's house.
Yeah, she wants to have a bunch of decorations.
Mm-hmm.
I better put a seat for that. I gotta put a seat for her.
A seat for her table.
She needs another seat.
Okay.
She really does. Look.
Oh, watch out. Here, move it back down. What you did was you see how you pressed outside and you drew a square. That's if you want to move more than one thing at a time. Just click. No, click outside. Click on the blank space. Now just click on the one. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She loves it.
She does love it. Well, you did what she asked. She wanted to be surrounded by books.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I just realized, if this is supposed to be like a library, there's music. And also the gyroids.
Yeah, gyroids probably aren't great for a library, but she seems all right with it.
Well, what do I do now?
That tells you what she wants.
So when you're done, just talk to her and tell her that you're finished.
It seems right for the
you
song.
Like, do you like it?
Woohoo!
That is a packed room, child.
We did.
That.
Hold on. Daddy, I'm going to put some plants around it.
Are you clapping like an Animal Crossing character?
I love when they clap. I
like the song.
Thank you for calling me Tiger.
I like that.
Okay, and she's going to remind you how to go and save.
Wait, let me see if she's inside. She's not inside.
So basically, in a traditional Animal Crossing, time passes just like in the real world. But in this one, you pretty much just get to do one big thing. You get to do one design per day, and then you're done. You don't have a new 3DS XL. You have, the original 3DS XL, which means you don't have a card reader built in. So, this little guy is a NFC reader. So we turn it on, and we position it up so that it lines up with your infrared port. Just like
well,
we do when we're trading.
Infrared thing
yeah,
is.
Remember like when we trade Pokemon and stuff. All right.
Yay!
Turn on the 3DS NFC reader and prepare to read a card. Okay, see, it's turned on.
I'm gonna...
All right, and then we put the amiibo.
Here we go. Oh!
There we go. And Midge has arrived. Look. Midge is gonna show up and you can... move her
it
around the scene, or you can just let her...
What is this? What am I doing?
Nothing. You're just inviting people over to Goldie's house.
Aw.
You can invite a bunch of people over and have a party. Wreck all of Goldie's stuff. Not really. I'm making stuff up. What are you singing?
A song.
Oh, well. Good thing to sing.
It's a bell tomorrow. Oh my god! What? It's a lemon! It's a lemon! Tangy!
I'm dying,
a delicious
layer.
Fruity
just
room!
Play with your friends.
Ooh, I like that.
Drove away.
Just say ooh la la.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm outside.
I don't know why. It's actually a lemon.
I'm gonna unlock this stuff. Come.
Oh no. My gosh, you're so cute.
Welcome back, Tiger. Why did they call us Tiger?
You remember how in Animal Crossing New Leaf you could teach people pet names?
Yeah.
In this one, you don't really have that option, but everybody does have a certain thing that they'll call you.
He said,
and for Lottie, it's Tiger.
Did he said, Mayday, Mayday.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that good. Uh-oh.
Where do I go?
Where do you go for what, sweetheart?
There's fire.
What do you mean there's a fire?
What happened?
What happened with what?
Look. Well.
What did she say? Here, come over here, let me see.
See, that's a fire.
Just because I live in the sticks doesn't mean I can't have a metropolitan lifestyle. Oh, that's Lopez. He wants you to decorate or something.
Oh no, Lopez. Not right now, I can't.
Just go to stereo.
What are you supposed to be doing?
Because they said there was a fire somewhere.
Pretty sure they didn't say there was a fire somewhere.
Yeah,
see, that's just a way of speech.
Where's the fire? Yeah, that's just a figure of speech. It means, why are you in a hurry?
Yeah.
I do like that you just assume that your village is on fire, though.
That is hilarious.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I apologize.
You want my village to catch on fire?
I do not. The last thing I want is for your Animal Crossing town to catch on fire. All right, what do you want to talk about?
How I'm doing.
Okay, how are you doing? What do you think about it?
I think I'm doing actually very good for a start.
You think you're doing good for a start? Does it feel like... I know you play a lot of New Leaf, because we try to play it on the weekends together. Does it feel like New Leaf, or does it feel different?
It feels real different.
Feels real different? Why does it feel different?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, everything going on.
Everything going on?
And I've been shocked that Lyle is a granddad.
You've been shocked that Lyle has a family? Yeah, you don't think about anybody settling down with Lyle. He's a little bit of a card. What else do you think?
Bam, make your home smart. And right, of course I'm right.
Yeah, he is. He's very high strung. And that's definitely...
Very
like,
high shrunk. I've only shrunk.
Daddy, do you think this looks like a cool house because he hearted almost everything?
I think that looks like an awesome house.
I would do KK
well.
Rock.
Okay,
You are surprised by the game.
That.
It doesn't really feel like the other...
Maybe
but
that.
Does it...
I don't know.
Do you still think of it as an Animal Crossing game? Like if you if you just if you didn't see the title, if you just saw somebody decorating a house for Lopez the goat or something, would you still be able to go, oh, that's obviously an Animal Crossing game?
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that? You would be surprised if this was an Animal Crossing game if you didn't know going into it? Or would you be able to tell from the characters and like the way that
it
looks?
I did not remember the Animal Crossing characters.
You're just saying you haven't seen like a lot of, with the exception of like Tom Nook and stuff, you haven't seen a lot of the people you remember. Okay, that's cool. Well, do you think you're going to like this? Because I know you play a ton of New Leaf. Do you think you're going to like this as much as New Leaf?
Yeah.
You think so?
Maybe even a little bit better.
Even though we can't do things like visit each other's towns and go to the island together and play games, even though it's kind of just you and your town with your people and your
Besides, we can have more than 15 people.
That's true. Yeah, you can have a lot more people in your town. So you like the fact that you can have more residents in your town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Describe it. In one sentence.
Super interesting.
Okay, that's an incomplete sentence, but I see where you're going.
A very interesting thing with more characters, and you can add to each other, and you don't even have to find things.
You don't even have to find things. I gotcha. Well, thank you. What, do you want to play some more, or do you want to read, or do you want to finish watching E.T.? So, you've played a lot of Animal Crossing New Leaf. Does this feel like that game, or does it feel really different?
It feels pretty different because you don't really, like, design houses.
You don't really design houses? You're not so concerned with the...
New Leaf.
Yeah, New Leaf.
You don't design the houses. They just design their own houses.
They do. They kind of express themselves. But now,
since they're tired of doing their houses, they're letting us help them have their houses.
Okay. That's a good point. And we have to do
hard work.
Okay. So you like designing the houses. Is there anything you don't like? Is there anything that you miss from Animal Crossing New Leaf?
I miss that you get to plant trees. You get to plant trees and get some fruit.
Well, you know, you can actually, when you do the outside houses, you can plant trees outside too. And flowers.
Yeah, but you can't
shake them and get the fruit and hope leaves it. And hope furniture falls out and try not to get stung by bees.
Can you catch bugs?
No, you cannot catch bugs.
That's what I mean.
You can put bugs in houses, though. They'll get to be a point where you can unlock bugs and more paintings and things that you can put in people's houses.
Can you go fishing?
You cannot go fishing, but you can unlock fish, and you can put aquariums in people's houses with the fish in them.
Okay.
Do you know how we normally in New Leaf, we come to visit each other's villages, and we go to the island, and we play, and we do contests.
Yeah, I missed that.
You missed that? I know that was very important to you. But, so basically, this is a different kind of Animal Crossing village. Do you like it as much as New Leaf, or do you like it better, or is it a little worse, or are you not sure? Is it about the same?
I kind of like it as the same. I kind of like them both.
Mm-hmm.
The same kind.
But it's a different game, but you like it the same as the other Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Well, thank you. Well, why don't you play for a little bit more, and then we'll talk later, okay?
Over the last couple of weeks, my son and daughter and I have continued to play Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer, and they've continued to share their opinions. My kids have lots of opinions. Honestly, though, they both seem to feel the same way about this all-new, all-different Animal Crossing game. They miss the interactivity of traveling to different towns and playing silly island games together. But I think they feel more freedom in Happy Home Designer. In New Leaf, you were the mayor, sure, but the town was never really just yours. You could shape it, but a lot of the things were left to the whims of your animal neighbors. This time around, though, you choose the layouts and the styles of your public buildings and even which animals become members of your community. The NFC reader helps a lot with that last part. And while I thought for sure that my kids would turn their noses up at them, they really do seem to dig the amiibo cards. Even if they're not as much fun to line up and display on the coffee table. So there you have it. Me and my kids playing some games together. Making some houses and hopefully some memories. Today's background music was KK Sex Appeal by Mustin from the KK Setlist Project compilation. And all review materials were provided by Nintendo of America. Special thanks to my kids, affectionately known as Possum and Squirrel, for agreeing to take part in this podcast, and to you for listening. So, until next time, remember that the family that plays together stays together.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.